My name is Quiet Ann, I'm an addict. I'm going to ask y'all one thing for me, alright? Because I'm nervous and I need a lot of help. When I want even myself, we're going to take a moment of silence. And when I say, who is the very, very, very best of planets, I want everybody to say the first word in a serenity prayer, okay? Real loud. Alright? Alright, just have a moment of silence, please. Who is the very, very, very best of planets? Thank y'all. Because that's what it's all about. Because if it wasn't for His grace and mercy, we wouldn't be here with the topic like Meet and Make Us Make It. I believe, me and this brother right here, we got the best topic out of all the topics out of the whole convention. Because you can't get to a step one unless you go to a meeting and surrender and pick up a white key tag and be bum rushed with hugs, with your heart heavy. And with your spirit dark, belly flipping, and scared to death, but about to come alive. Listen, real quick, three questions I want to ask. How many of y'all in here have more than 4,139 days? Can y'all raise your hand, please? All right. Y'all, I want to thank God for all y'all, because if it wasn't for y'all, I would have been ran out of hope. Any of y'all that have less than 4,139 days, please raise your hand. Alright, keep coming. Look, I really want to thank y'all, because if it wasn't for y'all, right, my thinking would tell me I need to go back out and find out if anything changed. So listen, real quick. I'm a 100% disabled veteran. I've been diagnosed at the age of 21 with chronic schizophrenia, a nervous condition, and PTSD. Now, at the end of my road, I get so paranoid. This is my face, y'all. Look. Now, after y'all judging me, right, look, I'm a literature lover, and I'm a lover of the literature, right? So on page 193 in the Unmanageable, it says this: I am nothing but another recovering addict, acting the part of Narcotics Anonymous. I know for a fact that the program works, because I am one of the miracles, just like everyone else in these rooms is one of the miracles. No big eyes, no little news, no medium-sized wees, no extra small days, and no extra large usses. And it says, right, miracles beyond measure. That Friday night speaker, when she read some of the things that she looked up in the dictionary, she robbed me of about 30 of my speeches. So listen, I'm not taking no more Thorazine. I've been clean. Yo, please don't clap. I haven't taken no Thorazine, no Miliril, no Prolexin, no Cogentin, no Olanzapine, no Trazodone, and no crack cocaine in 11 years. And I also love the readings. One of my favorite statements in the readings for me, a schizophrenic, says we must abstain from all drugs in order to recover. So that's saying, God, I'm here. I'm giving you a clean shot. Come get me. Meet and make us make it. So listen, I looked up the words this morning. I woke up 4 o'clock this morning, y'all. I was crying in my room because I was so grateful. Right? I used to be paranoid of white people, black people at night. Right? Police cars became taxi taxi cabs became police cars at night. I'm talking about being infected with schizophrenia. Now, y'all can laugh all you want, but let me tell you something why I love to hear laughter, because in step two it talks about we must let go of our fears, how we may appear to others. I did that already after the moment of silence. So look, I looked up the word chronic in the dictionary at 4 o'clock this morning. Persisting for a long while or constantly recurring. Also, long-lasting and difficult to eradicate. Now, eradicate, I had to look up that. Eradicate means, right? Eradicate means destroy completely, put it to an end. Also, in the Webster's Dictionary, it says to pull up by the roots. That's why meeting makers make it. I'm a meeting lover. I don't care what you think. Right, my recovery first, man. I'm telling y'all. I come from VA hospitals being diagnosed at the age of 21. Right? I did 23 years in and out of mental institutions before I got to Narcotics Anonymous to my first AA meeting at the age of 44. 23 years. When I got here, I was broke, busted, disgusted, damn near rusted, and needed to be trusted. I was hopeless, soapless, and dopeless. I had embarrassed myself. I was ashamed of myself. I didn't know who I was, and I didn't want to be here. So I did just what that newcomer do. I go to meet and I sit in the front row. I struggled with the schizophrenia before my drug use. So listen, on my way here, I got paranoid. And I want to read something out of The Journey Continues. Now, this paragraph I'm about to read is under connecting to others. One more question. Anybody here, like myself, have paperwork by the government saying that they have chronic schizophrenia? Raise your hand. Chronic or just schizophrenia? Anybody else got chronic? All right. Look, I got paperwork, chronic, right? I know this about people who don't have mental illnesses. People who don't have them are quicker to talk about people who have them than the people who have them are talking about y'all. Ain't that something? Because we got this voice inside that had to tell me to jump off a bridge and I ain't even got to be high. So it's a lot of mental illness people out there right now that I know struggling with mental illnesses and actively in active addiction. And I'm telling you, that's why this topic's for me. Meet and makers make it. So listen, connecting to others. The things that separate us in the outside world don't matter in and out. The disease does not discriminate. And neither should we. We know this is true in principle, but it sometimes is a struggle to practice. Some patterns of prejudice and discrimination are so deeply woven into the fabric of our lives that we don't even notice them, On the other hand, if we had a lifetime of experience dealing with oppression or discrimination, we may be so conscious of its signs that we see it even when it don't exist. Check this out. I'm coming from Newport News to hear it by myself. Mike, Pratt, all y'all, man, listen. They tell me, take my time, don't speed. I'm a hyper viper. I want it quick. I'm an extremist when it comes to speed, right? I don't want nothing to slow me down, and I thank God I'm on my natural. So check out how I'm getting paranoid. I'm hoping the police just don't pull me over, right? And I wind up getting shot coming here by myself. Ain't that something? I'm talking about connecting to others. I'm talking about being paranoid, y'all, off medicine. But I'm going to get to meet and makers make it. Where do we make it? And why do we make it? So when I got here, and seeing all these addicts in the garden, y'all wiped out every negative thought that was in my mind. Every one of them. I'm talking about being afraid, man, in my disease, right? Going to a convention, knowing that I'm going to share on the topic, meeting makers make it. So you know what I say to the disease?
I'm still here.
So listen, this is April 18th, right? April 15th, last year, I buried my mother. I've been back and forth through Maryland, up and down 13, by myself, like 8-9 times 2 weeks. Now, the reason I say God is the best of plans, check out the literature, how it fit me perfectly. April 15th, and I ain't going to forget my topic, meeting makers make it. I got that. It says, April 15th, when I got on here, right, I buried my mother on April 15th. I'm the one that had to put a plug on my mother, y'all. Hardest thing I ever had to do. And my family left the responsibility on me, and I'm the only one with the program. So look, April 15th, the day my mother died. And you know what? When I took the plug from her, I was hoping she gonna live because she didn't die immediately. So I started driving back to Virginia because I got to get to where I feel I'm safe, where my recovery was. So I got a phone call in Maryland on 13 from my sister. She said, "Mommy died." And here go God bringing me back here to Maryland to share my spirit, strength, and hope on meeting makers make it. So the day of my mother's death, prayer, April 15th, anybody know what the topic is by heart? What? Keep coming back. This is my mother's birthday saying to me spiritually. Because look, when I got clean and my voice changed and my mother hear me talking, after a while, I call her and she say, "I was just thinking about you. I started to call you, but I thought you was in one of them meetings and I didn't want to disturb you." I'm telling you, my mother, before she died and left this earth, knew her baby boy was plugging into some meetings. That's all she left me with. And you know what? I know why she said that. Because she said, whatever you're doing in those meetings with your schizophrenia off that medicine and no longer smoking crack, well, I ain't going to call you. You call me. Meeting makers make it. So listen. We have come to enjoy living clean and want more of the good things that the fellowship holds for us. Basic text, page 26. Can you remember a time when you looked at the addicts recovering in NA and wondered if they aren't using drugs, what on the earth do they have to laugh about? Do you believe that the fun stopped when you stopped using? So many of us did. We were certain that we were leaving the good life behind. Today, many of us can laugh at the misconception because we know how full our lives can be in recovery. Many of the things we enjoy so much in recovery are gained by actively participating in the fellowship of NA. We begin to find true compassion, friends who understand and care about us just for ourselves. We find a place where we can be useful to others. There are recovery meetings, service activities, and fellowship gatherings to fill our time to occupy our interests. The fellowship can be a mirror to reflect back to us a more accurate image of who we are. We find teachers, helpers, friends, love, care, and support. The fellowship always have more to offer as long as we keep coming back. Meeting makers make it. Just for today, I know where the good life is. I'll keep coming back, even if my ass is paranoid. And guess what? Remember I told you I'm a literature lover? This Just for Today book is so profound to me. Now listen, I just read that the day my mother died. Now, what I do, listen, that's on page 109. So what I do, I go in the index and I look up page 109 and I see why this topic keep coming back. What topic is under an index? And do you know it's under fellowship? And do you know as the index, the word fellowship in the index have more daily meditations in this book than any other word in the index. We are a fellowship of men and women who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. So look, why do meet and makers make it? Because after I picked up my key tag and I got some hugs, now I need a guy to take this desire off me, because y'all told me, keep coming, come to believe, and somewhere around your 90 or 90, God will take the desire off of you. And then I keep coming, and what we say, if you hang around the barbershop, you're going to get what? If you hang around people going to meetings and working steps, you're going what? You're going to stay clean and work steps. I'm a step worker. Look, I ain't come up in here with no damn schizophrenia and no crack addiction plan. Y'all just heard me when 11 years clean, how I felt coming up the highway. Shit ain't no joke when you're out there by yourself with these two diseases. So meet and makers make it. So what do we make it to? So I made it to the first step. The first step told me that just think back and make a decision, do you think you should surrender? So step one, I completely surrendered, y'all. I told you I was broke, busted, disgusted when I got here. Right? They told me in East Orange, New Jersey, VA hospital, when I was dealing my schizophrenia like this, they said, look, Quartier, when you get out, because I had trust issues with the mental illness, when you get out, get a temporary sponsor. I got a temporary sponsor, and guess what I did? I thought I could use temporary. Nothing changes. So I went back to the hospital. They said, look, Quartier, when you get out, change people, places, and things. I changed people, but not places and things. Right back in the psych ward. Look, Quartier, when you get out, change people, places, and things. I changed places, but not people and things. Right back in the hospital. Look, Quartier, when you get out, change people, places, and things. I changed people, places, but not things. Right back in the hospital. Look, Quartier, when you get out, change people, places, and things. I changed people and things, but not places. See? I'm telling you. My thinking, my perception is off. That's why when we was reading the readings, some of y'all said, getting better. Some of y'all said, still sick. I don't say nothing. Because you know what? This fellowship in this room right here, right, represents three things. God's waiting room, God's operating room, and God's emergency room. It is an emergency for all newcomers with 15 days. If we don't nurture our babies in here, like them brothers down in Virginia nurtured me, Johnny, Glenn, Mike, Pratt, all y'all, man. Listen, these brothers nurtured me down there. I left New Jersey, North New Jersey, on a one-way bus ticket, went to Virginia with less than 24 hours clean, hoping that the Greyhound bus don't stop nowhere where it looked like somebody selling drugs, because I was skitzing. And the brother told me on the streets of New Jersey, this bus will drop you off in Hampton, Virginia, and you will see a number 117 bus. It'd take me straight to the VA hospital. When I got off that bus at 11 hours, it was a big sign said emergency room. I went and signed myself in on the psych ward. I love psych wards. I love them. Because police don't come there and get you if you got a warrant out. Right? Look, some psych wards are so locked down, they don't even let you have visitors. So I know about isolating with schizophrenia. So step two is the principle of hope. Right? My acronym for hope, H-O-P-E, he's only powerful enough to fix us while we keep coming to meetings, because meeting makers make it. And God is the ultimate authority. So right now, spiritually, in his operating room, he is operating on us. We are waiting to die, because the reader said when we were using, we were slowly committing suicide. So when we stop using, We stopped committing suicide, so now we wait for God to bring us on in. Right? So look, second step principle is hope. He's only powerful enough. Step three principle is faith. That hope turned to faith. I got an acronym for faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith always is the healer. One thing that I know as far as words in a book, there's one word that's most powerful in all of them that had never failed me, and that's faith. Step four, making a search of the fears more immature of myself. That step for me was like human drainer. Like bleach to the heart. Because I had to get rid of resentments. I hated a certain kind of people at daytime. I hated a certain kind of people at nighttime. If I'm getting high in the crack house and I got my disability check early on a Monday morning and the shoplifter come in there and they messing with their bags like this, that noise, God damn. I can't stand it because the voice is in my mind. I need to do what y'all told me to do. Learn to listen and listen to learn. Now, I've been hearing that word, learn to listen and listen to learn so much, I got another acronym for listen. 5 minutes. Listen, L-I-S-T-E-N, love is something that everyone needs. I need it. So I got 5 minutes. So look, I'm going to run through the 12 steps real quick. And how God speaks to me over top of my mental illness and the voice of the disease from working steps and loving and studying the literature. He says like this, step one, surrender, son. Step two, I got you. Step three, trust me. Step four, open that door. Step five, come alive. And step five, and how and why, I tell us. This process also implies as surgery of the spirit. Right? So look, step six, you still sick. Right? Defects. I can't fix me. Step seven, maybe heaven. Step eight, create. Right? Make the list. Step nine, in my time, son. Step ten, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Discipline, the tenth step talks about the discipline. Discipline to me is doing what I know I need to do when I really don't want to do it and do it anyway. If you're paranoid getting your butt up here, don't pull over and stop in the way. You know what I mean? Step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. I'm a lover of prayer. I'm a lover of prayer. I got an acronym for prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. Prayer really are your everlasting rules. For the rest of my life, I got a spiritual rule. I got to connect with my Creator. That's why I read out of the Living Clean book, Connecting to Others. If I stay connected to y'all, my God is even bigger. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message and practice these principles in all 12. Step 12, deliver the mail. Well, what is the mail, sir? It's an envelope. And in the envelope, there's a letter. And on the letter, it has a message. And our message is hope that any addict can stop using drugs, use the desire to use drugs, and find a new way to live. And that is our message. And that is my spiritual awakening and my journey through the 12 steps. And I'm here to say to any of y'all, if you know anybody out there got chronic schizophrenia and dealing with the disease of addiction, please send them to me. Because I got some medicine for that hind part. Because all y'all are my medicine. And unity is our strength. And if you got anything out of what I said, that is why meet and makers make it. Thanks for letting me share. Good job.